Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
There's a lot we're going to dive into today, and I'm not doing it alone. Let's welcome to the show Ken Silva. He is the great reporter, editor over at Headline USA, and he does all of the document diving that every other mainstream journalist refuses to do, and he is with us now. Ken, thank you for jumping on with us today. I'm very excited to have you on the program. We just heard from the FBI director, and he's walking us through what his role in all of this was, but the reports are contradicting. It sounds like, according to Daily Mail, it was at the dinner in New York City, and according to the New York Times, that his own agents were withholding evidence from him. So what is the very latest, and what do you make of all of this?
Well, it's great to be here. And not only was he out to dinner, apparently this is a 5-star restaurant. It's called Rouse. And I guess you have to like know the owner. You have to really be connected in order to get a table. So it's not like he went out to Applebee's just to get some quick wings before he hits the New York field office again. I think it's important to note that. Right before I jumped on, I was also watching Cash's interview with Fox and Friends, and he brought up another interesting thing that raises questions. He says that the suspect, Tyler Robinson, left a note that said, yes, I'm planning to kill Kirk if you read this. However, that note was apparently destroyed, and Cash said they were able to confirm the note through, quote, aggressive interview posture, with which I'm reading that as to say, you know, we have a destroyed, shredded up piece of paper or a burnt piece of paper, but somebody told us what it says. So I don't think that is going to stand up in court. I think he's trying to get some good PR before the congressional hearings this week. To his credit, he does say that releasing the photos of the suspect is what prompted the family members to question Tyler if he was the actual shooter. But to me, this isn't like 200 IQ police detective work. Like releasing a wanted poster is kind of like hundreds of years old law enforcement practice. So if his subordinates were pushing against releasing the poster that or releasing the pictures, then I guess good for him for making like the obvious decision. But I don't think he should be getting, you know, applauded for doing something that a 10-year-old could have, you know, told him to do.
Yeah, Ken, I think they're overstepping, they're overstating what actually happened. And I get it. Like, and I want to be as kind as possible because I understand that there was a personal relationship here with both the director and Charlie. And so I don't want to sound cruel, but it's really hard to wrap my mind around all of this and then to pretend like this was an efficient investigation. If it wasn't for the father who turned his own son in, I don't think we'd be where we are today because it didn't seem like they really kind of had a good grasp on all of this. I mean, they're shuffling through individuals who the director labeled as the subject in all of this, and it in fact wasn't. I believe it was the governor also coming out and saying, hey guys, like, stop going after that guy because he's not a suspect. He had no involvement in this. We just wanted to question him. And that poor individual is probably getting threats like crazy. So I think it's irresponsible for the director to do. But then also on the other side of this, I'm thinking, well, there's a lot of people in the FBI who don't like Director Patel. They don't like President Trump. Mm-hmm. So one would think that they might be actually intentionally sandbagging him to fail. And so I think that's another element to all of this. I wanted to ask you about the Discord chat, because I think that's the big one here, too, because Discord itself is saying that there was no planning that was done on their platform. And they're saying that what sounds like with confidence, but we're hearing from law enforcement that there's a lot of questionable things that were sent over Discord. And it's interesting because Discord has been used in other shootings, other terrorist attacks domestically. So that it's kind of easy to understand how this would be happening on this platform, but the company's saying it didn't. So what's the latest on that front too?
Sure. And so, yeah, Discord has been used for discussing, glorifying mass shootings, school shootings. There's these dark groups like 764. It doesn't appear that Tyler was in something like that. From what I've read, this was a group of about 20 people, including his supposed boyfriend, that Lance Twiggs guy, a number of high school friends. And what happened here is after the FBI released photos of the suspect, some of Tyler's friends were joking, like, Tyler, is that you, LOL? And he doesn't admit it. He kind of is going along with the joke, saying, I read the bullets had inscribings with anti-fascist messages. I better pick up that rifle and get rid of my manifesto, LOL. So it's like not an admission. It's hard to tell exactly what's going on. Like, the younger kids are kind of ironic about everything. And then I think at one point he jokes like, well, if you guys get the reward, the $100,000 for turning me in, let me get a cut of that. And actually, I think Charlie Kirk faked his own death so he could escape politics and go to Kansas. So it's a bunch of joking around. I don't know if this evidence, like the supposed note he left, I don't think this is going to hold up in court. I think you could argue that he's joking. The interesting thing is that Discord even denies it. From what I read on their official statement, they denied that this took place on their platform. But New York Times said that it reviewed these Discord messages from one of Tyler's friends who showed it to a reporter. So again, there's contradictory messages. The FBI and Discord both have more explaining to do.
Yeah, and can you follow a lot of these types of cases where Discord's used? It's being used, quite frankly, by a lot of left-wing groups, and it's also being used by, we talked to Alex Rosen quite often, it's being used by pedophiles. And so it's interesting to hear whether or not it's being used in this latest terrorist attack. But there's also the left-wing attachment to all of this. Now, we're hearing from the New York Post that there's neighbors who are alleging that there was kind of these strange cars going in and out of the parking lot from different states of where this suspect lived. What's the very latest on the angle regarding any type of left-wing, radical left-wing groups that were linked to the suspect?
You know, I've seen a lot of screenshots where people are implying this is some sort of trans death cult. I'm sure a lot of people on Twitter have seen the screenshots. Like, on September 10th, people are saying, oh, something big's going to happen today. September 3rd, oh, something's going to happen to Charlie. I haven't been able to confirm any of those. In fact, I think kind of what people need to realize here, though, is Discord has become heavily monitored by the FBI. I mean, one of the most notorious mass shootings was the 2022 Top shooting, in which a white supremacist named Peyton Gendron live streamed a shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, where he killed 10 black people. And immediately after that, he had a manifesto about the so-called great replacement theory. And people blame Tucker Carlson, talking about white replacement. Oh, you must have radicalized this kid. We had a lot of talks about so-called stochastic terrorism. But the real scandal in that shooting was that when Peyton Gendron put a link to his live video for the shooting in a Discord channel, one of the people who accessed it was a, quote, retired federal agent. The reason I'm mentioning this is because after that, the Biden administration announced that they were going to partner, like the FBI and other intelligence agencies were going to partner with Discord to heavily monitor these chats to make sure these things aren't going on. So while a lot of people are wondering, well, was this chat room, was like this radical leftism? Was this like 7-6-4 theme nihilism? My mind always goes to foreknowledge.
Ken, thank you for all the incredible work you're doing. I'm going to read a story later on in the program that you have up right now over at headlineusa.com. It's a great one about more failures from our FBI. Give Ken a follow on X-Folks.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have... it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.